Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
The Bert Show.
Do not underestimate kids that are in wheelchairs. Do not judge them. We are going to prove to you here in a couple of seconds. Wheelchair, not a big deal. Gunner's going to tell you all about it here in just a couple of seconds. We got to remind you over and over and over today. I'll be just 100% with you guys. I'm a little bit nervous about donations, you know, because we're not doing the Bert Show anymore. So we can't be in your face every single day while you're coming in to work talking about Bert's Big Adventure and money and helping out. So we're hitting the little give a little bit harder this year than we normally do because Bert's Big Adventure is going to go on if I'm on the radio or not. And it just gets a little bit tougher to try to create funds when I can't be in your face every single morning. So we're really hoping you help us out again this year with the little gift.
And Zaxby's is matching your donation. So if you want to donate $5, it just turned into 10. If you want to donate 20, it just turned into 40. All you have to do is text the word BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155, or you can donate online at bertsbigadventure.org. But trust, we will spend your money, and sometimes not wisely, because I love to buy a souvenir.
That is the truth. We have been telling you guys for years, and I got this wrong the first couple of Bert's Big Adventures, that when I would see a Bert's Big Adventure kid in a wheelchair, I felt like it was like, oh, man, that's got to be very restricting. And the truth of the matter is they're not restricting. In a lot of cases, it's freedom. And I got that wrong for a lot of years. And I think when you underestimate kids that are in wheelchairs, you're absolutely getting it wrong. And I think we're going to prove that to you right here with Gunner, okay? How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. We're good.
Good. We got Gunner here. We got Nicole here. We got Dad Gary. We got Gavin here also. So tell us a little bit about Gunner and what makes him so special, because he's the only one in the world with what he has. Please tell.
Yes. So Gunner is very unique. So genetically at the moment and still 10 years from his birth, he's the only person with his genetic makeup. And so when he was, before actually he was even born, we did a bunch of testing and they told us, hey, this is what's going on with your baby. And then as he turned almost 6 months old, they're like, you know what? We don't really know any other kids or babies like Gunner, so we're just going to kind of see how he does his own thing, and you know, we're just going to let him make his own way.
So I think as a parent, I know if I got that info, I would feel really alone, really lost, because you don't have anybody else to reach out to. There's no protocols. How did you handle mentally that part of the whole thing? Like, this is my kid's the only one with this.
It was definitely overwhelming in the beginning because, you know, when you find out you're having a baby, you're like, oh my gosh, this is lovely. And then when you find out there might be something wrong, you're in a whole different mindset. And then also when you find out that your baby or kid is the only one like this, you kind of feel a little bit alone, but you look for other friends or parents or individuals that have kids that are kind of similar, and you kind of learn from them. Even though we can't say that's specifically what Gunner's going to experience, we can kind of say, okay, maybe that will be kind of what we can see.
Who have you been able to lean on throughout this?
So we have wonderful family and so many great friends that have just stepped up and done all the things for us. Gunner's had a lot of hospitalizations over the years, and so it's nice to have a really great community of friends and family. And also I've met some medical moms through the years that have just, you know, been wonderful people to help.
So because he's the only one, is there a label? I mean, what when people say, what's up with Gunner, what do you say?
So typically I just say that he has a rare form of dwarfism, so he's just going to be a little bit smaller than everybody else. Obviously, we can get scientific and all that, but typically that's what I say, and people are like, oh, okay, that's cool. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then we just kind of go on.
And what's been some of the reasons for the hospitalizations?
So when he was first born and he was in the NICU for 2 months, he came home on all-time oxygen. He also had a feeding tube, and he was in like a harness for his hips. And so just those three things were, you know, they required weekly appointments, if not, you know, every other week. He also has had a few sicknesses that have put him in the hospital just with his chronic lung disease. You just kind of, you know, cold and flu season is not great for anybody with a special needs child. Yeah. So typically that's where our hospitalizations had come from. Or he's even had a couple surgeries recently, too.
All right, Gunner, enough talk about hospitals. Can we talk about Disney, sir?
Yeah.
All right, Gunner, what are you most looking forward to at Disney?
The rides.
Let's get on them.
All right, have you been doing any research at all? Do you have any rides picked out that you definitely want to try to get on?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, the good thing you're going with us, because, you know, we've gone on a ride or two in our years doing Bert's Big Adventure. So yeah. I think we will not lead you astray, sir.
Yeah, I have retired from that part of Bert's Big Adventure as well. But I will definitely point you in the right direction.
Okay. Are there any souvenirs you would like to get while you're there?
I don't really know yet.
No? Okay, he's going to see how it goes.
I like that.
He's kind of a flow guy.
Instead of you picking the souvenir, you're going to let the souvenir pick you. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
I like that.
One of the things I wanted to stress with Gunner here, again, when you see a wheelchair, don't make judgments. Because when we were hanging out yesterday, you want to tell them about all the snowmobile trophies that you seem to be winning these days?
Yeah, I win a lot.
I don't doubt it.
How many are we talking about here?
Like 30.
30.
30 snowmobile trophies? How did you get into that?
We just found it one day.
You just found it one day.
Dude lives in Ohio with all that snow. You got to do something with it.
Oh, very, very true.
Yeah, he's a very, very, very active kid.
You love being outside, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, tell us about this place that you guys love to go, Silver Sands Resort.
Silver Lake.
Silver Lake. Yep. Yeah, what's that all about?
So it's Silver Lake Sand Dunes, and we live a few hours from there. It's up in Michigan. It's our favorite place to go. And it's just like a huge sandbox, and we can take our Jeep out there, and we can drive around, and the kids can play, and there's water, and it's just like such a fun outdoorsy place to be, and Gunner can just be Gunner, and he's not restricted to being in his chair, and he's not restricted in his walker. We can just drive him and put him wherever he wants to be in the sand.
So last night I went online to check this place out, and I will be going. It's awesome.
It's very cool.
Kristen, think of these, like, how big are those sand dunes? Because at least online, it looks like they're 20 or 30 feet high.
No, they're like 400 feet.
400 yeah. feet?
The one big hill when you first get into the park.
You are way off.
What? I didn't even know 400 feet sand dunes existed.
Yeah,
normally people go bigger, like when they're like, but you went the complete opposite.
40 feet is still big. 400.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going.
Okay. Can you, like, surf down them or sled down them?
Some people do try to ride sleds and things down them. It's pretty difficult from what I've experienced. So.
Got it.
It looks absolutely crazy, but we understand that you guys go there and you've had a great time, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We love going to Michigan. That's our getaway for sure.
All right. So let's make sure that the good times keep rolling here over at Silver Lake Sand Dunes. We want to introduce you. Kristen, you want to take this? Because I don't want to butcher the last name.
Matt Trangooch, right?
Hey,
that's right.
Matt.
Yeah.
Hey.
Matt Trangooch from Third Eye Creative Productions, who is a partner of Burt's Big Adventure. They help us out year in and year out. And they heard about Gunner and his love for the outdoors, and they have something special for you, Gunner.
Yeah, absolutely. So I checked out Silver Lake Sand Dunes as well. Looks pretty cool. So if you guys are cool with it, we're going to send you there for 3 days, all adventures included. And we also heard that you like the YouTube outdoors adventure stuff, right? So we figured to add on top of it, we're going to do a full filming crew to do a full outdoors adventure where you're the star, you're the host of the show. We're going to throw you some GoPro gear as well to do during the entire thing. And then we also have one of the YouTube stars, a guy named John from Outdoors. I think it's Woods Outdoors.
Woods Bound.
Woods Bound Outdoors. Uh-huh. And he made us a video that we're going to play you real quick.
From Woods Bound Outdoors, I heard you enjoy watching my YouTube videos. So, first of all, I want to thank you for watching them. I have a lot more adventures to come. I also heard that you have an adventure coming up of your own at Silver Lake Sand Dunes, and that you're going to be filming your own YouTube video. That sounds awesome. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'll be watching it, and I hope you have a great time at Disney. I also wanted to let you know I'm here for you anytime you need help with your YouTube content. If you want to email me, Zoom, or FaceTime, if you have any questions, you can email me anytime you want. I'll share with you any tips and advice, pretty much everything I've learned about YouTube over the past several years. I'm still learning, but I'll teach you everything I know. I'm out here on this beautiful day today. It's a nice little warm-up from all the cold weather we've been having this year. I'm loving it. I'm looking forward to spring. So I'll see you soon, buddy, and I'm looking forward to that video.
So I went online to check this dude out last night. This is the guy I've always wanted to be, but there's no chance. I'm way too soft. This guy takes like a refrigerator box and makes a little house out of it and goes in the middle of nowhere in like snowstorms and teaches you how to live. He like makes...
A survivalist?
Like a survivalist, yeah.
Absolutely not.
In cardboard boxes. He's awesome.
He's pretty cool. And he's going to help us out make that video. So you guys will be there for 3 days, 2 nights, all ventures included. There's also a dinner at, I think it's called the Lighthouse, Chicken Sack, something like that. Yeah. And we're going to send a crew with you. So we're excited to do this and happy to be a part of it.
Gunner, you want to become a YouTube star, man?
Oh, dude, you've got the goods.
Yeah, for sure
you got the goods, man. So we're going to set you up, and you guys have a great time up there, man, on the 400-foot sand dunes, which I still think are about 40 feet. All right? Thanks, you guys. Welcome to Burt's Big Adventure.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, coming up in a couple of seconds here, we've got ourselves an 11-year-old artist in the house. In fact, Aiden's dad's so impressed with his son's art, he's having it tattooed on his body.
Love it.
Burt's Big Adventure 2026 continues on Q99.7.
The Burt Show.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort. And your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.